There are some people out there who think they are pretty funny. They might be a class clown or the office jokester, but only the brave actually tread the boards and try stand-up comedy, something I might try one day, you never know. Real Comedy every year sorts through the open mic hopefuls and gives the winner a slot at the coveted Melbourne International Comedy Festival. The New South Wales State Finals are on tonight at the Comedy Store at Moore Park. A man who's been there and done it and won it all before is Andrew Wolfe. He joins me in the studio this morning. Good morning, Andrew. How are you doing?
Hey, Mitch. How are you going, mate?
Yeah, pretty well, thank you. Pretty well, thank you. Now, you did it and won it a couple of years ago now.
Yeah.
Take us back. Why did you take the plunge and, you know, were you crapping your dacks? What happened?
Oh, mate, it was something I always wanted to do, but yeah, I was nervous. I'm still nervous. I'm still nervous for tonight.
Yeah.
I'm worried. I don't really want to go down. These new guys are good. These new girls are good.
Yeah, you're kind of watching them with a bit of a watchful eye.
That's the thing. I thought it would get easier, but it doesn't.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's always fair because you never know what the crowd's gonna be like.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Have you had some particularly like horrible crowds or hecklers?
Mate, that's standard. Mm. Like one in every four. Probably. It depends what gigs. Like a gig tonight is amazing.
Mm.
It's 300 people, but then you do a lot of gigs where you're, I don't know, it's a bar, a bistro. You're using like the bistro mic. Do you know what I mean? People are like, we're trying to order food. You're in there talking about your angst. You can't relate with your mum. Do you know? It doesn't work. But I get a lot of heckles. It's just part of it.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes comedians talk about bombing where they say stuff and, you know, no one laughs. And, you know, how do you pick yourself up off the ground when that happens? What do you do?
Mate, you don't.
you stay on the ground.
It just internalized, you know, and fuels the fire. Do you know that self-hate is where a lot of the humor comes from? But, I think it's part of the process.
Yeah.
Every new bit has to go through a bit of a stress test.
Yeah.
Do you know what? As you sort of tighten up the idea. So, I mean, that's one of the good things, like going along and seeing more established acts and then seeing, oh my God, do you know what I mean? Everyone starts at square one.
Yeah.
Like on a new bit. You're like,
yeah.
That sucks. This guy's on TV. This sucks.
I can't believe he made it on TV.
This premise is the worst. Do you know what I mean? But then it becomes like a closer. It's a great joke down the line.
Yeah.
As they tighten it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What about people who, you know, have gone through this raw comedy process and he might be thinking about doing it next year? How do you know your stuff's solid? How do you know it's worth having a crack? Like, do you test it out in your mum or your mates or what do you?
Mate, I don't know. Like, I did a lot of testing just alone in a park talking to a stick. So I didn't get any feedback until I went up. And,
yeah.
But I think if you feel the inclination, you should just do it.
Yeah.
I think the biggest trap is just not going on stage.
Mm.
I think there's so many people that could be good. I've noticed now, like with the internet and more people doing it, you're like, God, like there are a lot of funny people, man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like the new accounting. Like anyone can do this. I just think the biggest hurdle is getting up on stage. If you just keep getting up,
mm-hmm.
well, that's maybe just because I don't have talent. That's my approach. Just keep getting up, have a long-term plan.
Just keep trying.
Like we say before, you know, 5-year plan becomes a 10. Maybe a 20-year mark, I'll hit something good.
And tell us about your experience. Like you went on, you won it a couple of years ago. Where did it take you? You know,
mate, it's a great step because you go from, like I was saying, doing a bistro bar, yelling out, you know, chip orders and then trying to squeeze some jokes in there. And then the next thing you know, you're in Melbourne. It's like 1,500 people, 1,600
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal. Do you know? And I think it gives you that validation because for me, I don't know, like there are a lot of people that have come through that have made it and become big. But I think it's a process, but it gives you that little bit of encouragement. So you go, you know what? I'll keep doing it.
Maybe the stick was right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You said the stick, I was killing it. Those trees were waving. But I know you can lose heart. Do you know what I mean? If you do too many bistros.
Yeah.
But if you can do this thing, you go on to Melbourne and then you can go on to Edinburgh if you make it the whole way through.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? Maybe I'll do a couple more bistros.
Maybe just to pay the bills.
Yeah.
And so some of the guys who are standing up tonight is the state final. So right across New South Wales, some good talent out there.
Mate, they're amazing. As I said, I'm scared. I'm on last. I don't know what to do. Like there's good guys, good girls. They're amazing. And you see them around town. I don't know if it's they're watching the internet or these people are. Maybe I just don't have any talent. I'm watching them. I'm like, this is your second gig. Like, ease back. You know, get a bit of nerves. Do you know, when I was out there, I was just like, I don't even remember talking. Just in, swearing, yelling, and they said, you're through. I don't know what it did. These guys see and girls seem so composed. Mm. Do you know what I mean? They're sliding out on their knees, opening with a song.
It's like a dance
routine.
What
are you doing? Like show school? Like where have you been? Like theater class? It doesn't make sense.
We can see all the song and dance routines tonight at the Comedy Store in Moore Park. It all kicks off at 7:30 and Andrew himself will be doing the headline slot, which is very, yes. very last. Yeah. So go along and see potentially the future bistro stars of Australian comedy.
Yeah, mate. There's some big acts that come through though. Pretty much the who's who yeah. of Australian comedy have to all do this. So yeah. That's what's fun about
it. It's a rite of passage tonight at the Comedy Store in Moore Park. 7:30. Andrew, thanks so much.
No worries, mate. Thanks for having me down.
No worries. We'll see you soon.